Welcome to school.
Welcome to Ecology 101, the study of the nerd and geek in their natural habitat. I'm Gary.
It's Rudy.
And we're the night to say,
Neek!
Can never get enough Neek. But we don't want Neekology, we're good.
Just shove this Neekness down you guys' throats.
Yes, right.
Force feed it.
Right, there you go. Hey, so, you know, we do...
We do.
Yeah, we do our superheroes, and we do sci-fi and stuff, but we also had fantasy. John, you're missing out today. I think you like this show, The Rings of Power.
Yeah, you know, John thinks he's like the guru of the fantasies, but he don't know squat.
You can say that when he's done. Give me the eye back.
He can roll his 20-faced dice all he wants.
Nice. Well, you know what, though? People, it depends on how broad your fandom universes, right? Because some people love just Harry Potter, and then other people go, well, I like Harry Potter. So, you know, depends on how broad your base is, too. So.
Yeah, because you know my cutoff is realms. And then once they mention realms, I'm done.
So you're not a Dungeons & Dragons fan. Gotcha. Though the movie was good. They did a good job on that one.
I've seen half of it.
Oh, you gotta see the whole thing.
I know.
What's who's it? It's who's in it. And
yeah, it's like...
Unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. But we're going to fix it.
Good movie. It was one of those things where, I don't know, something happened and I had to stop it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. You didn't feel the magic.
Yeah.
Well, you do like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. It's kind of one of those moments where I'm just finding something to kind of, take my mind off of things. Mm-hmm. And there's, no shows that... that really kind of catch my interest or anything like that. So I decided, just like a regular person, hey, I should watch The Lord of the Rings again, but the extended versions, which each of them are like 4 hours long.
So you got like a 12-hour day.
Yeah. But what I do is...
do one.
Yeah, I listen to it in the... I can focus and watch them, and I can watch them in the background because...
You gotta memorize.
I already know everything. Yeah. You know, as far as like the dialogue and the time and the storyline. Yeah. So yeah, it took me a while, but I finished them.
It's good. So have you read the books?
Yeah.
Have you? So you read The Hobbit?
Yes.
So you've seen
I haven't read the
Silmarillion.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so this series. So let's put it this way. Let's how he did.
Actually, I've read a portion. The Silmarillion.
Okay. Yeah. So he wrote The Hobbit, then he wrote The Lord of the Rings. But then what happened was he had such an extensive notes of things. He had tons of stuff, right? So it kind of stopped with those books, right? It's his son, Christopher, who recently passed at 96. He's going to compile things together, got the Silmarillion together, and it's more narration than anything else. There's a lot in there. So when it comes to characters... talks about them, but you don't hear them interacting or whatever, right? And that's what they based this series on. So The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit are in called the Third Age. And I will tell you, their ages are not like, oh, it's 1,000 years. No, they're all different.
My brother gave his life hunting the enemy. His task... he's now mine.
The Third Age is the Fellowship timeline, right? Yes, yes, yes.
And I want to say they were at the end of the Third Age and starting the Fourth Age.
Mm.
Yeah, and that was the Age of Man because the elves were leaving. So the Second Age, the First Age is the creation of the world, and there was a huge battle with a character named Morgoth. So there's Uru, the One God.
Mm-hmm.
He created a number of these, the Valar, right? And they're the creative beings. And they did a song. It's all in harmony, right? Except for Melkor, who decided to do his own thing, and then his name got changed to Morgoth, and he wanted to destroy all of creation, right? Mm. And so he had a general named Sauron, right? And so Morgoth, there's a big battle, huge, okay? And he basically got imprisoned, and Sauron got away.
Mm.
So Sauron started doing his thing, right? And... this is the Second Age is kind of Sauron's time. And, the movie basically, what's really good about this is, so it's about 1,000 years before Lord of the Rings, something like that, okay? And so what they did was they read...
1,000 years before The Hobbit, I think.
Hobbit, yeah. They really expanded and showed you the rest of Middle-earth.
speak your truth, we already know.
Stand with me. Ours was no chance meeting.
Because the story centers around Galadriel, and she's young at the beginning. She's probably like 12. No, younger than that. She's like 10. And so you see Valinor. So Valinor is where the gods live and the elves live. So it's perfect. And it's cut off from the rest of the world because of all the battles, right? They don't want people getting there. So what happens is they get attacked. I think they show where they get attacked by Melkor because he destroys the two trees which lights the world. There's a lot in there. Basically, the elves go to war to stop him, and they go, we're going to a place that's dangerous and called Middle Earth. And so they have to go across the ocean to get there, and it's all the battles and wars and all that Sauron did, and it lasted centuries. So, and the elves have never, they said, we never have a word for death, and now we've got many words for death. So she's the main character in it, and she, her brother, just, they're so close, right? Fëanor, I think. I don't want to give the whole story away, but I'll just give you the warm up. Anyway, so what happened was, he basically led the charge to try to destroy Sauron, okay? There's a lot of stuff in there they don't tell you, but like exactly how the war is going on. But Sauron and Melkor were part of this. So, but they show some pretty cool stuff in there too. So really good battles and stuff too. But what happens is, he dies. And so she takes up his sword to take up the quest to find Sauron. So she is like on this, quest to death and whatever to find him and find out what's happened to him. And he's disappeared. No one knows where he is. So they're hunting. And she finds evidence that he's been around. And so, but her team turn on her, and they have to go back to their home, which is kind of cool because it's where, see, the elves don't die, right? So Gil-galad is one of the first great warriors. He's the king of this elven land called, Lindon, I think it is. So there's different places that are gone now.
Everyone must decide who we shall be.
Right? And so just think of Rivendell and Lothlorien, but, bigger. So she basically is told, there's no more evil in the world. And you get a reward. You get to go back to Valinor, your home, which is where the elves go. And once you go, you can't come back.
Is that where they sail off to at the end of... Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. And so they send her off, and she's like fighting it. So she jumps ship. All the other elves go in for it. And she goes, no, I really believe he's still out there. So it's really her whole quest of finding Sauron and stopping him. What happens to her is you find out... Well, I'm going to give you an overview, so I don't ruin it. But she, at the same time, you find out that... we find out the ancestors of the Hobbits. They're called the Harfoots. And they live in the area very close to... not where they are now. A much different place.
One thing we can do, better than any creature in all Middle Earth, we stay true to each other with our hearts even bigger in our feet.
So you get to see them and their life. They're more wanderers, right? And so they travel, and then complete opposite of hobbits. And they're very similar, except their feet aren't as hairy, and they're different, a little more adventurous, but not. And Elrond is also in there too, which is a good friend of Galadriel. So they're good friends, and we also find out about the dwarves and see Khazad-dûm, Moria in its heyday. You're seeing everything in its heyday. So Durin's there. All these things are happening. But there's a lot of, without ruining too much, we also find out about where the men came from, Numenor, which is where Aragorn came from, right? So the island Numenor is still around. It does get destroyed, but it's not destroyed yet. And it's almost like Atlantis, right? And they're very proud people. And if you know Minas Tirith, that city, it's designed from that. So what happens in it without giving too much away again, we find out about Isildur, okay, and his father, Elendil. Those are the two descendants of, and those two will be the ones that fight against Sauron, and then
yeah.
Isildur is the one that cuts the ring off his hand. So it's kind of cool to see him, see them and their character and who they are too. Pretty cool. We find out about how elves have been helping this place called the Southlands, where men are, and men are living like this real, really bad state. But they were the men that saw they fought with Sauron. They sided with him, so the elves don't trust them. They keep an eye on them.
To survive this, you and I.
Listen, that whole land is where Mordor will be. It's kind of trippy, actually. Yeah, there's a lot of things happen in this first episode. It's really crazy. During this first episode, a number of things are happening at the same time. The elves are deciding what to do, and in the sky is a huge comet. And it's actually a meteorite. It hits the Earth.
Is this what kills the dinosaurs?
No. But it hits the Earth, and one of the Hardfoots that's sharpish, her name's Eleanor, she's very curious. She sees that there's a man lying there. And he's big. And she's just like, what the heck? And so he's got a beard. And his hair's a little long. It's kind of wild. He's very out of it, too. And so people are assuming, because he has abilities, that it could be Gandalf.
Where you will be known at last for who you truly are.
Gandalf.
Or one of the others. So it's kind of, they leave a lot of mystery in there too. So they're introducing all these characters, kind of cool. That's not how actually Gandalf came to Middle-earth, just so you know. But that's, you know, who knows. But one of the other things on there without ruining is there's a character who pops up named Halbrand. And he's a man who's supposed to be a king of a country. He looks a lot like Aragorn, but he's a whole different character.
Whatever it was you did, be free of it.
One day this will be your kingdom. Raise your sail.
How much else do I tell you? It's kind of cool though, because you really get to see. Oh, here's one thing too. We know the rings are coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So they are assigning Elrond to work with this guy named Celebrimbor, who is like the master smith, right? And he's the one that helped create the Silmarils. That's from the Silmarillion. That's a whole different story. So they create all these pretty cool things. And what they're doing is they really introduce how the elves are very creative and crafty and very magical too. Well, at the same time, the elf kingdom is dying. And they don't know why it's dying. Hmm. All their trees are dying, and they're going to die too. And they're trying to figure out how it's going to stop. Well, they find out that the dwarves have this mineral that came from a tree that was part of these jewels called the Silmarils, which are very powerful, and they give life. And the material is called mithril.
Mm.
Right? So they come to find the mithril can save the elves, but the elves don't want to give it to them. So Elrond has friendship with Durin. He gives him a little chunk of it. And they want to do something to protect the kingdom. So they make three rings. And they haven't talked about how they work yet, but and I left out a part that's huge, but you have to watch it. Basically, there are orcs working underground building something, and you don't know what it is until the end. But one of the characters is not what they appear to be too. It's pretty cool though. So a lot of these things are forming. Middle Earth is forming, and Mordor will form. How's that one? I'll put it that way too. And that's kind of how the series. I left off a bunch of stuff, but it's
So there's eight episodes.
Mm-hmm. Eight episodes, yeah, and they're all pretty packed full of stuff here too. But what they did was they really I really think they kept the theme. They kept the flavor of Lord of the Rings. It really worked great, and you get to know the elves a lot more too than we did before. Because you really see their personalities too. So there's more elves. the dwarves are, oh my gosh, and you get to see them at their best, and you get to see dwarf women too, because Durin has a wife and kids. So and she's a pistol, man. She's so funny, but they're good friends with Elrond. So
it's nice. I like it's just like they do with the Mandalorian, where they have different directors for each episode.
Oh wow!
So okay,
I did not know.
J.A. Boyna is a Spanish director. He does a lot of he did some horror movies. He did the last Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, okay. Oh, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's got some really good experience there. Wang Chi Yip is another director. He did a lot of Doctor Who episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some pretty good people on here.
Well, they did. It did great. And the thing is, there's a lot of you know, they talk about a good female role. I thought they picked a really good actress for Galadriel.
Mm.
She just was. She nailed it, and she's very, you know, a very intense character.
Commander, wait!
No, we keep moving.
Why do you keep fighting?
There is a tempest in me.
So she was young too, right?
She's young. Oh yeah. Well, they had a young one, and then the one that played her now too.
Got it.
Anyways, there's a scene though; it's kind of cool. She's so. I think I showed it to you before. She's riding a horse. They show it in slow motion, because what happens is she's had so much sadness and distress and loss in her life, right? She had one moment of happiness where she's riding that horse, and it has that look of glee on her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of cool. Very opposite of her character. But they have a lot. The cinematography is, I guess, amazing. They spent $1 billion on it. I don't know if that was accurate.
To make the show?
Yeah. And because it's pretty cool. The sets are great. You get to see the ocean.
Yeah, they don't tell you what the budget was.
No, it's huge. Yeah. You get to see the Numenors on their ships, and you get to see a sea monster. It's pretty cool, some of the stuff. So things you don't normally see. Oh, I forgot what else too. When the meteorite was falling to Earth, Galadriel was the first one to see it. And then I think the elves saw it, and then it goes through a forest, and you see these shadows of Ents.
Oh.
Kind of cool. So Fangorn, so they're there too. And I don't...
Is there female Ents this time?
I'm wondering. I thought I saw them that they possibly... Oh, they also said, see, anybody can show up in this time, right? Someone said, hey, Tom Bombadil might show up too. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. So, but... You know, what's neat is all the principal characters are here too. There's one man, his name is Farzan, I think his name is. And I don't know what he does exactly, but he's the one that causes destruction at Numenor. So I think he's gonna like steal the kingdom or something like that too. But the Valar are still they're active in the world. They think that they're the ones who sent the meteorite.
By those who cast you down. But we have come here to welcome you in, to bring you to our...
And help when they need it the most. So that's why people think it's Gandalf. I mean, it could be Saruman, but I don't know.
Because Gandalf came from Valinor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But on a ship. That's how they normally come on a ship.
Yeah, because he's from the... what is it? The... excuse me, the group of wizards.
He's a Maiai. M-A-I-A.
Oh, I was thinking of the...
He's a wizard, yeah.
I was thinking of another group.
I guess Sauron, he's the same. He's the same race, the Maiai. So you have Uru, then you have the Valinor, then you have the Maiai, I think, underneath them. I think so. And then elves. Let them do so. But
Istari, that's what it is.
Istari, that's it. Same name. Good.
Yeah.
Hulk. Okay. Tolkien always has everything has more than one name, because you know Gandalf. Do you know what his elf name is?
Mm-mm.
Mithrandir.
Mm.
And then I forgot what the well, of course they call him Shadow Grey or Gandalf Greyhelm and Storm Crow. These guys, they've all got yeah. Well, Strider and Aragorn, right? So. Yeah, so he loves language, right? So he would come up with all kinds of, you know, and because all the Rohan, all those the horses, Rohan and Eomor, they're all horse related names.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really, really knew his stuff too. Which, by the way, that one's coming out too.
What's that?
It's I think it's either a show or a movie called the Ride of the Rohirrim. So it's about Rohan and the building of Helm's Deep and all the stuff like that too. So that's gonna
yeah. Come out. There's a lot of stuff that you can pick out of the the whole Lord of the Rings universe.
It's
hopefully it doesn't get too watered down and you stick to the storyline and, mm-hmm. and the characters, because it's a it's one of those the fandom that you don't want to mess with,
right? And I'll tell you why. I know why they didn't do the first age. The first age is very, it's big, like the gods and mm-hmm. And it's lots, and really people, I don't think man was involved. It's more like the gods and elves. Dwarves got made early, but they stuck them in the ground, so they basically weren't. So I think it's really that. It's really more of the bigger, heavy duty, and I don't know if people could connect with the characters because they're probably very.
You have fought long enough, Galadriel. Put up your sword.
Ethereal and very
out there. Yes.
Very out there. Yeah, it's kind of like what am I thinking of?
Greek mythology?
No, I'm thinking of Thor and all the, you know, and all stuff like that too. So this is a good place to drop into, I think. And then, you know, it's a trip though. I don't know if they'd ever do this, but go in the fourth, fifth, and sixth age, which if you keep following it, ends up our time. That's what he said. It's Middle Earth is mm-hmm. Europe, right, for the most part. And so, and then I think the...
Well, even the Middle Earth map is based on Europe, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it changed, you know. But, I saw this one thing. I was reading about hobbits and how they... And it moved into King Arthur and da-da-da. So it's all this history kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. But what's kind of fun, though, at the end is... and they don't give him a name, but the wizard, which we don't... He's just a big man, right? He goes off with Eleanor, and they're going to ruin because they're supposed to find who he is. He doesn't know who he is, but they have a really cool scene though. He gets these three women show up, and they're really trippy because they're like, one's bald. She has really short cropped blonde hair, but they all have these like elegant outfits there. But they're basically they're looking for Sauron.
Oh.
I am not the hero you seek.
I think he's Sauron, because he has he's the same.
Yeah,
same race. So there's a whole thing with that. That's a trip too. Yeah. And you get to you also get to meet the first orc. They call him what is his name? He was the first orc, but he looks more like an elf. But he's the one that they first experiment on. So he's the one, the father of all orcs. So he's in there too. So it's pretty trippy.
Did the orcs used to be elves?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the trolls were Ents, which now that I think about it, I wonder if they were the Entwives that they mutated, because they disappeared.
Yeah.
They're gone. They don't know what happened to them. So they could, because they were looking for, I forgot what they're looking for. I don't know, something.
Hmm.
But that's pretty crazy. But it's good. Good show. I think you might like it. And we will get that. It's indeterminate when it's coming back. But it should be this year.
Yeah. And I was just looking at it. It said sometime 2024. So.
Yeah. Oof. Blah, blah. All right. So, yeah. It'll come in 2024. Hopefully soon. And if you haven't checked it out. And then read the books, too. I didn't even read The Silmarillion just for fun.
So let's,
it's light reading.
So let's when the new trailer for season 2 comes out.
Okay,
I'll watch it back. I'll watch it then, and then
right,
and then we'll recap.
Sounds good. I have to do that with Dune. I think this came out too. So
there you go.
That's a whole other topic. I'm Sir Gary.
Still Rudy.
And class is dismissed.
Not fate, nor destiny. Ours was the work of something greater. Choose not the path of fear, but that of faith.
Thanks for listening to Necology 101.
Thanks, everybody.
If you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button. Stay up to date with what's new in the fandom universe. You can find Necology 101 on Spotify, YouTube, Podbean, or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts. We love to hear from our fans, and your input helps make this show possible. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at God Among Geeks, or you can contact us at necology101class@gmail.com. We know you have a lot of fandom choices out there, so thanks for including us in your universe. Because we are the knights who still say, Nick!
Nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.